Hey guys, this is Kelby Hightower with Elevate Insurance Group, or also known as Medicare Hub. Wanted to do an episode for our answering service that would be receiving in live calls basically throughout our annual enrollment period time from our doctors and pharmacies and different referral sources that are going to be calling in to you, and you're going to be answering the phone. One of the main things I want to cover on this, just the importance of being professional, being very clear and articulate when you're communicating and talking to people. These are patients typically that doctors are referring in, so being able to answer the phone correctly, gather the information, and then also communicating clearly the call back time expectations. If there's a huge call volume coming in, at times you're going to have over 2 or 3 day period or 4 day period, there may be a big influx of calls coming in. So if that is occurring, you guys as a answering service need to be able to let those people know that it may take just a little bit longer time, that there's been a large amount of call volume coming in, that the that somebody from our office would be calling back and scheduling the time for an agent to be able to sit down and go over their health plan options. So when the call is kind of answered, you just say, "Good morning or good afternoon. This is Kelby Hightower of Medicare Hub. Thanks for calling. How can I help you?" And then they're gonna say, "This is Betty Smith. My doctor, so and so, told me to give you guys a call. Or I got a letter in the mail from my doctor. I'm looking at changing my healthcare plan, or need to change my healthcare plan." Whatever they may say, say, "Okay, Mrs. Smith, do you mind if I gather just a little bit of information from you to better help assist you? What is your first name? What is your last name? What is the best phone number to reach you back at? Mrs. Scott, if you don't mind, can I go ahead and get your address and see if they'll go ahead and allow you?" Typically, these phone calls will allow you to get the home address, city and state, and zip codes. So go ahead and get that. Then ask them, "If you don't mind me asking, I think you said Dr. So-and-so or whoever they may have been referred by, or if they did not say, who referred you to us?" Gather that information. It may be a doctor. Put the doctor's name down. They may not know the doctor's spelling or get it incorrect. If they have a card or something nearby, they can get the spelling correct. But most of the time, it's a Dr. White or Dr. Helton or something like that. You just gather that information and say, "Okay, great. Let me go back over this information with you real quick. I've got your name, your address, phone number, and then Dr. White referred you, correct?" And then say, "We have been getting a lot of inbound calls over the last couple of days, a lot of call volumes going on right now. I'm going to pass your information on over to our appointment setter, who's going to call you back in just a little bit. If it takes a little bit longer time, just be patient. We'll call back within the next 24 hours. And then just let them know if they do have any additional questions to call that number back, or if they need to reschedule or something like that, that's fine. Just have them call back in to the number that's on the letter or the tear-off pad." They typically are going to have a tear-off pad, a piece of paper that they've gotten from one of the offices, or a letter that they've received by mail. But that's basically all you need to be able to do. Name, address, information, what doctor or who referred you. Gather that information, repeat it, thank them, and then let them know because of the high volume. Now, if it slows down, typically if it's slower a day that is not a huge call volume day, let them know that somebody will get back in touch with them typically by that morning, if not by the afternoon, unless a volume of calls come in, and if so, we'll call back within 24 hours to schedule a time to have the agent be able to sit down. So they may ask for a particular agent. If they ask for Kelby Hightower, put down in the notes that you send over to the telemarketer to set the appointment that they ask for Kelby Hightower. That'll just let us know to be able to schedule it either for Kelby, Rhonda, or another agent that are assigned to those particular doctors. But that's it, guys. Big thing is just attitude, having a spirit of excellence. And this is, these are people that we do business with that refer us business. So being professional, if the person is, you're having trouble understanding, or some of them are going to have trouble communicating because they're seniors, be patient with them, be very kind, be very, very courteous. And just let them know that we greatly appreciate them calling in. We're looking forward to serving them. So ending the call, always do thank them. We thank you for calling in. And we're looking forward to serving you guys and helping you navigate the Medicare maze, or we're looking forward to serving you, and somebody will be in contact with you shortly. If you do have any other questions, please feel free to call back in and let us know. And that's it, guys. Wrapping up the call and going on to the next one. So it should only take a couple minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, to be on the phone call with somebody, get off, and then go to the next person. If you do run into any troubles or things that's going on with somebody, report that over to Lisa Sims, or you can report it over to your administrative person. And they can get that over to our office to address a urgent need or problem that's come up with somebody. If somebody calls back in multiple times, then that needs to be reported over to us to call back that person immediately. Please get that to Lisa Sims or our operational manager, Rhonda Crochier, and then we'll follow back up with that person immediately. Sometimes they get very irritated and they want to call back immediately, and if that's the case, we want to serve that person appropriately and get them at the top of the list and call them back immediately. Otherwise, guys, you're going to be dealing with sweet people that are being referred to us, and they'll be very kind to you. We just want to make sure we're professional and kind back and courteous and have a professional attitude in all that we do. I tell my kids all the time, and people hear me say this a lot, attitude is everything. So having the right demonstration of attitude is very important to us as an agency, and demonstrating that to our clients. Being honest, open, and transparent, communicating to them that we have had a lot of calls coming in, so it may take a little bit longer for somebody to call you back, but just be patient with us. We'll call you back and schedule a time, and we appreciate you greatly for being patient with us. So communicating that, guys, just a heart of service and servanthood is what we do, so we want to communicate that by phone. Guys, if you have any questions, let us know. We greatly appreciate you guys serving our Medicare population and helping us grow our agency. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.